From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Abby Larico. Owen Ramsing had lived in the United States for 40 years on a valid green card before being deported earlier this year. Now, he'll miss his daughter's high school graduation next month.
I will be on FaceTime, so I'm able to watch her walk the stage. But just, it sucks not being there.
We'll hear from the longtime Missouri resident now living in the Netherlands, coming up after this news on The Gateway. Voters across Missouri will go to the polls today to weigh in on dozens of local ballot issues and political offices. STLPR's Rachel Littman has this look ahead at Election Day.
Voters in the city of St. Louis will decide whether to retain a 1% tax that makes up more than a third of its general revenue. St. Charles and Jefferson County residents will decide whether to freeze property taxes for eligible homeowners. Nearly 40 fire protection and ambulance districts in St. Louis, St. Charles, and Jefferson counties are asking for sales taxes to help fund emergency services. The Grandview R2 School District in Jefferson County will decide whether to keep a four-day school week, and Francis Howell voters will choose three members of their board in a district that has been at the center of school-based culture wars. There are also contested mayoral races in cities including Ferguson and Rolla. The polls close at 7 p.m. I'm Rachel Littman, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can find information about many of the contests in our voters guide at stlpr.org. RSV season in the U.S. started later and is expected to stick around longer than usual this spring. That's prompting most states to continue to offer the vaccine to eligible babies and toddlers through the end of this month, but Missouri won't extend that immunization window. Instead, the state will consider orders from providers on a case-by-case basis. RSV can look like a mild cold, but it can be dangerous for babies and older adults. They're more likely to have trouble breathing and develop other serious illnesses like pneumonia. At least 2 out of every 100 babies under 3 months old are hospitalized with RSV every year. Overall, the spread of respiratory illnesses is low across the U.S., but counties in St. Louis's Metro East are still seeing a moderate number of patients hospitalized with RSV. Doctors in Missouri aren't required to report RSV cases. Construction workers are nearing completion of the new Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital in South Grand Boulevard. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports the 14-story facility is scheduled to open next year.
Officials from SSM Health, the system that owns the hospital, say the new facility is necessary to replace the 70-year-old building about half a mile south. The 500,000-square-foot, 200-bed hospital will provide more space. It will have bigger and more advanced intensive care units and surgical areas, and will offer larger rooms so families can visit and stay with sick kids. Charlie, a Cardinal Glennon patient, said during a topping out ceremony on Monday, he was excited to have more room.
I am super excited for the new hospital because it's going to have a lot more colors and bigger beds so me and my mom can sit together and watch movies.
The hospital costs $600 million to build and will see its first patients in October 2027. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
General Mills is closing a pizza crust plant in St. Charles and plans to lay off more than 160 people. The company says it will close the plant on Millstone Parkway in June. The eliminated positions include production and freezer operators, along with managers and team leads. The company previously announced it aims to cut costs this year in several areas. It hopes to save an extra $100 million through facility closures and by pausing outside investments. General Mills is also closing 2 pet food plants in Joplin. The Legion of Black Collegians will be stripped of their student government title and their designated funding from the University of Missouri. 4 other multicultural umbrella organizations will also lose their funding starting in July of this year. These identity-based umbrella organizations received funding to support themselves and other organizations. Now they've been reclassified as recognized student organizations and will have to share funding with 600 other organizations. Tanvi Kulkarni is the president of the Asian American Student Association. She says the previous funding model was integral for success.
Most of our money goes directly back into the student body because we use it for all of our events, like our prizes for merchandise that's given right back to general members.
The University of Missouri responded in a written comment that they're complying with a federal memo from last July. A memo is not federal law. St. Louis sports fans will have to strategize how to watch yet another local sports team on television. Main Street Sports Group is pulling the plug on FanDuel Sports Network later this month. That means six NHL teams, including the St. Louis Blues, will need a new television or streaming partner for the upcoming season. FanDuel will carry first-round coverage of the Stanley Cup playoffs and then cease operations. The Blues did not immediately respond to St. Louis Public Radio's request for comment. This also means 25 people who work for Main Street Sports Group in St. Louis will lose their jobs. The company's facility downtown will begin closing next week. Cardinals fans have also had to work a little harder this season to figure out where to watch the baseball team play, with the MLB producing and distributing games not shown exclusively on national TV. The move ended the team's years-long relationship with FanDuel Sports Network.
Keep podcasts like The Gateway thriving by becoming a member of St. Louis Public Radio today. Your support ensures that your community stays informed and has access to fact-based local news. Give now at stlpr.org.
Despite efforts from the community, a Columbia, Missouri man detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been deported to the Netherlands. Addison Zanger went to the city of Utrecht to see how Owen Ramsing is adjusting to his new home.
For Owen Ramsing, learning to live in the Netherlands after 40 years in the U.S. was like riding a bike. A huge, unfamiliar bike that can go up to 25 miles an hour and is barricaded by hundreds of other vehicles.
I hit the brakes a lot.
But it's not a ride he's on by choice. In September of 2025, Ramsing was on his way back into the United States after visiting his father in the Netherlands. He was stopped by customs and border patrol agents at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Despite Ramsing having a valid green card that he's been renewing since he came to the country at 5 years old, the agents detained him, citing a drug charge from when he was a teenager. Ramsing was sent to the Camp East Montana Detention Center in El Paso, Texas, before he was abruptly moved to a center in New Mexico where he lost contact with his family. He spent almost 5 months between the two facilities and was eventually banned from the United States. He touched down in the Netherlands on February 8th.
I'll never get over it, but it's going to take a long time for me to get it all processed.
Ramsing's family will eventually join him here, but his daughter's high school graduation in May will be a two-dimensional experience.
I will be on FaceTime, so I'm able to watch her walk the stage, but just it sucks not being there.
Ramsing spends much of his time preparing for his family's arrival. Morning tea is accompanied by searching for work, housing, and mental health resources while his wife and daughter apply for visas. He's not completely alone, though. He has his father, Ruben, who he's staying with and who he says has been a grounding presence throughout this whole process.
He's a big support system, and he's keeping my head above water.
The two of them were separated for years when Owen was originally taken to the U.S. by his mother. But Ramsing says they reconnected in 2009.
Once we had the contact with each other, we realized, you know, that we are the same, basically. I mean, we are father and son, for sure.
And as the two chat and take their regular walk along the stream behind their house, familiarizing Owen with the new environment, their bond is evident. Ruben says he's grateful to be able to make up for that lost time, but it doesn't make up for what Owen has had to endure.
The whole situation is so horrible, the way he have to move to here, detain, lose 40 years, everything he built up.
Though he's in his birth country, Ramsing finds it unfamiliar. He likes exploring the neighborhood, but it's a lot of new culture, new currency, not to mention a language that Ramsing doesn't even speak.
The TV is in Dutch, you know, so I don't understand no Dutch, which is going to be another learning thing for me.
While most people in the Netherlands speak English as well, the language barrier complicates all sorts of things, including the street signs Ramsing will need to understand in order to work towards getting his driver's license. In the meantime, Ramsing resorts to what he does have, his bike, the cobblestone sidewalks, and his own 2 feet.
When I get frustrated or something like that, I just take a nice little ride and just learn new streets and everything. And I get lost and then I find my way back.
For Ram Singh, much of his life right now is about finding his way back. And though he's starting over, he says his current uncertainty is more manageable than the nearly 5 months he spent in detention.
I feel safe. I feel like I'll succeed. Regardless, I'm going to have to succeed, you know.
In the coming months, success looks like exploring the city, practicing the language, and learning the rules of the road. I'm Addison Zanger.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.